his form is no good, but he's much better than you because your form is good, but your essence is no good. So you're no good. Right? What should we do? Right at the moment that we arrive to the point and say, you're no good. Remember that we don't believe in the hopelessness. And here, logically, I said, you're no good. I have to explain it. Why aren't you good? He said, because you hoped that you could do it. I didn't put any of my hopes in you. Remember? I put my hopes in the ham, always. We explained it a long, long time. If my hope was in you, I would be a damn dead pessimist fellow. Honest? When you look around and see all the shortcomings that human beings is doing, you could be depressed. Only if you believe that these are the fellows who made it and will make it. And you step out and say, oh, these are part of a bigger stuff. The fellow who is bringing in the stuff will do some of the stuff. That's where my hope is. My hope is in the spring. I don't look at the reality of the autumn. Am I a fool? Maybe. Anyhow, he will bring it here that, okay, now you're hopeless. Even in the most necessary one, which is connecting, dua, prayer. He said, haha, that's a very good subject. I said, you have a filthy mouth. You are not qualified to do the prayer. So what? Do the prayer from the other's mouth. As simple as that. You cannot go to God and say, oh God, please. Okay? Be a fellow that some other fellow will go to God and say, please. You see how simple it is and how correct it is? Because you wanna pray? Be a better fellow. Learning the good words, she knows a lot of good words that she should teach God some of those words. Words doesn't count. Deep down in the heart, whether I haven't paid my connecting stuff and it's not, look at it, what else? Can I use your phone, please? That's the way it works. If you need a real prayer, be good so the people will pray for you. What do you lose over there? It's again a win-win situation. Really be a good fellow, that's the real prayer. But Rumi will not say it like that. Listen to Rumi. Yes.
How God Most High commanded Moses, on whom be peace, saying, call unto me with a mouth with which you have not sinned. He said, O Moses, ask me for protection with a mouth you have not sinned with. Moses said, I have not such a mouth.
Don't you? First of all, aren't you amazed by Moses? Moses is a very fantastic personage in the story. You know that one of my interests in youth was play and writing down some, let's say, scenarios, some plays. And I was very interested in digging the characters because Iranian culture has the most complicated characters in the stories, And it's quite obvious because it's in the crossroad and mixing this and that and that. But one of the most interesting characters is Moses. As if he starts everything with wrongdoing. As if he is silly. He doesn't like to be a prophet. He even fights it. It's a very strange story, and they have taken care of all details of the story, which some we are going to listen to. But sometimes the talking goes on in the story that only with Moses you could do. Here, listen to Moses and God talking to each other. And remember, this is the only prophet who talks with the God. So he is the only qualified one. So the first thing, God will say, you Moses, if you need something, you could use a clean mouth. Without any opening, without any suggestion that something was wrong, Moses needed this, it was no situation, nothing. Suddenly a silly message from up comes down to Moses that, if you need me, call me from a clean mouth. The answer from here is, say, one of these symbols, blah, 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 yes. Blah, ha, ha, ha. I don't have that kind of mouth. Then, again, without any, this is a guy that will give you a lot of details about the shoe of that king. And here, no explanation, sharp to the point. Let's start from the beginning. These four verses are very lovely. Yes, God said.
He said, "Oh, Moses, ask me for protection with a mouth you have not sinned with." Moses said, "I have not such a mouth." God said, "Call unto me by the mouth of others." When did you sin by the mouth of others? Invoke by the mouth of others, crying, "O God." Act in such wise that mouths may pray for you in the nights and days.
Anybody listening here? Or everybody sleeping? See how sharp he got to the point. First, God said, you should pray with a clean mouth. Moses said, I don't have that. God said, from the other mouths. Finished. Right? No. That was nothing. Now Rumi is in to explain a lot of stuff. It was just an excuse. First of all, that you don't sin from the mouth of the other people. So that's the only connection. Then you say, I didn't mean paying attention to talking. Act in a way, he starts with that. Act in a way that the people will pray for you. Means, my dear friends, it's not what you do or believe or think or all of that. It's what your outcome is for other people, for we. Remember, the way we looks at you, that's what you are. So do in a way that the others will see you good. That's simple. Yes?
Ask pardon by a mouth with which you have committed no sin, and that will be the mouth of others. Or make your
own. What was the difference between this verse and the verse before that? Nothing. Again, just changing the form and the words to repeat it in a way to have your attention that, listen, the only place that you could find your innocence is in the judgment of the other people. In the mouth of the other people you have never sinned. Because that's the judgment of we towards you. So, if you want the attention of God, act in a way that the people will pray for you. Remember, I didn't say that you cannot wash your mouth. Okay, listen.
Or make your own mouth pure. Make your spirit alert and nimble. Praise of God.
Remember, I didn't say the only way is that. I said for prayer you need a clean mouth. You said I don't have it, I said the other ones. But remember, you could clean your mouth. How? You should tell you how, right? Clean your mouth, yes?
Praise of God is pure. When purity has come, defilement packs and goes out.
Oh, I'm sorry, for me it's a little bit different because the word is not praise, it's dhikr. And you know what dhikr means? Because dhikr, in a way, it carries the meaning of repetition, a permanence in your thought. See? That, the zikr of heart will clean. So you want to clean your mouth? Stop talking about yourself. Stop talking about the logic you believe in. Start to talk about heart. That way your mouth will be cleansed. Yes?
Zikr of God is pure. When purity has come, defilement packs and goes out. Contraries flee from contraries. Night flees when the light shines forth. When the pure name comes into the mouth, neither impurity remains nor sorrows.
You see, suddenly it got a little bit romantic, a little bit sentimental even. Because honestly, he's looking at the first barrier here, right? Which is to take care of this. This is the output. We didn't talk about this. Book 1 and 2, we talked about this, receiving, right? Mm-hmm. Now, you're out to go and converse and dig and find the truth for yourself, right? And one of the stuff is your output. He started with that. He said, here, cut off that imitation, big words, blah, 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 blah. And remember, you need a clean mouth. In the absence of the clean mouth, you could ask the prayer from the mouth of the other people, because we believe in the mouth, not yours or mine. Let the mouth pray for you, the part you didn't sin. Means, be a good fellow, then you'll be appreciated by the people, that's all. But don't forget, you have to clean your mouth. How? Oh, we know, mouth get cleansed when you take care of it. You should wash it, brush it, and all that stuff. This, for us, is zikr. To Sufis, to Arif, to a fellow who is walking this path, no matter which branch of it, or which tradition, or even section of time, there is this, let's say, simple platform. That simple stuff, which is in a way self-teaching, in a way learning. Every animal learns by what? Trying and trying and trying, right? Even human being will do it. Said, do you remember that platform? Bring it in this new level you're in. You're digging for meaning. Digging for meaning You could use the same technique here. You will